With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Customs and Border Protection says it will expand the use of technology to process the ever-growing number of passengers as travel continues to boom following the pandemic years.
During fiscal year 2023, the agency processed nearly 400 million travelers at the ports of entry. That's a 24% increase over the previous year. When looking at the country's top 20 airports by passenger volume, officers processed 31% more travelers, while average wait times increased 11%. To speed movement through the airports, officials are moving toward app-based technologies like the Mobile Passport Control app, which allows passengers to upload their photos and information. When those passengers enter the screening area, they get routed to a separate line. Jeremy House reporting.
At West Virginia University, the Students' Union is fighting big cuts at the state's flagship university.
The union organized protests, circulated petitions, and helped save a handful of teaching positions before 143 faculty and 28 majors were ultimately cut. West Virginia University in September cut its world language department and dozens of other programs and subjects such as English, math, and music amid a $45 million budget shortfall. Union members say they want to usher in a new era of student involvement in university political life. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Boeing CEO David Calhoun is getting compensation valued at $33 million for last year, nearly all of it in stock awards. But the company says that the CEO has declined a bonus of nearly $3 million after a panel blew out of a Boeing 737 MAX during flight in January that pretty much crashed the stock. Calhoun recently said he will step down as CEO at the end of the year. This is SRN News. A South Texas woman is suing the Starr County District Attorney's Office and the county after she was charged with murder over a self-induced abortion 2 years ago. Lizelle Gonzalez was seeking $1 million in damages after she was arrested and jailed in 3 days, I should say for 3 days, after she induced the abortion and wound up in the emergency room in January of 2022. The lawsuit also claims that hospital staff violated the patient's privacy rights when they reported the abortion to the DA. Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling is daring police to arrest her under Scotland's new hate crimes law. Rowling, who is a vocal critic of transgenderism, is one of many people blasting the law, which makes it illegal to, quote, stir up hatred on the basis of sexual orientation and transgender identity. Rowling says, quote, freedom of speech and belief are at an end in Scotland if the accurate description of biological sex is deemed criminal. This is SRN News. California-based 99-cent-only stores are no more.
The retailer closed all 371 of its outlets Friday. The shuttering ends the chain's 42-year run of selling an assortment of bargain basement merchandise. The company has stores across California, Arizona, Nevada, and Texas. Interim CEO Mike Simoncic said in a statement that the retailer has struggled for years as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, changes in consumer demand, inflation, and rising levels of product shrink. A measure that encompasses losses from employee theft, shoplifting, damage, administrative errors, and more. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, April the 7th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including former California Governor Jerry Brown. He is 86 years old. Movie director Francis Ford Coppola is 85. Singer John Oates has 76 candles on his birthday cake. This is SRN News.